The Stratford Shakespeare Festival has had its share of offstage drama this year. You might know that two of its three artistic directors resigned over artistic differences. Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to talk about the drama on the stage. She has seen Romeo and Juliet and the Trojan Women. She's here to tell us all about them. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
Now, there are seven plays that opened last week.
Yes.
You have chosen these two plays.
Yes, I have.
Why have you done that?
Well, because they represent the worst and the best of the festival.
Where will we start?
Well, let's start first with Romeo and Juliet. It's the worst, and I want to get it out of the way. I can't be polite about this and just say, oh, it's a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's a badly directed, bloatedly designed, ill-conceived production. Des McAnuff is the director. He's the noted director of musicals. He's also the sole artistic director.
He's the last man standing.
The last man standing. And if this is the best he can do with straight plays, then the festival is in trouble as far as I'm concerned.
A bit more specific, if you wouldn't mind. Tell us about some of your direct concerns.
Okay, we know it's a story. Romeo and Juliet, who are star-crossed lovers in Verona, their families have always fought, and no one can remember why, okay? The first scene is in modern dress, and it begins with a gunfight in which it seems that absolutely everybody is shooting at everybody else, and nobody gets hit. So I'm thinking they're either firing blanks or their aim is lousy. Either way, it seems an apt metaphor for this production,
nicely
okay?
Done.
Okay, the iconic balcony inside staircases of the Festival Theater have been removed, and in their place is Ettinger's hideous lumbering set of an ugly bridge that goes over the stage. It's like a bridge over a troubled production. You know, we have characters scurrying up and down this ridiculous structure so that you never know the geography of the place. Where are we? I could never figure it out. When Romeo sees Juliet for the first time and is smitten, the audience has to clearly see that reaction, not here. Instead, we have Romeo downstage looking through a swirling crowd of partygoers, and the diminutive Juliet is obscured in the crowd, and she's holding a mask in front of her face. So I'm thinking, you know, how could he see her? How could Romeo actually see her and fall in love? So McAnuff's direction and staging is consistently muddy and unfocused.
And the acting?
Oh, yeah. And the acting. As Romeo, we have Gareth Potter. He has a clear sense of the poetry and emotion. He's a fine actor who has developed over time at the festival, and he deserves a more diligent director than he's got in McAnuff. As Juliet, Nikki M. James is just plain lost. Her background is in musical theater with no trace of classical training. Her voice is slight, and she has little depth and sense of the poetry or emotional depth of Juliet.
Well, that's Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
What about the Trojan Women?
A splendid production in every single way. It's a Greek drama by Euripides, and it's a kind of timeless classic, beautifully done, that the Stratford Festival has been known for in the past. It's about the human spoils of war, and we all understand that. What with all the various wars going on in the world, we understand it. No matter that this play is 2,400 years old, the Trojan War, we still can comprehend. The Trojan War has been won by the Greeks. All the Trojan men are dead, and now the women of Troy are being divvied up by the victors and will be taken back to Greece to be slaves, concubines, worse, God knows what. The Trojan women are led by Hecuba, who has lost her husband, her daughter, and her son in the slaughter. Each woman, in turn, tells us of their woes, and their stories are heart-wrenching, emotional, and timeless.
And this production?
This production is directed with exquisite detail by Marty Meriden. She set the play in a non-specific time to accentuate how it is applicable to all times and places. And the direction illuminates the play and brings out the best performances in a stellar cast. You have Hecuba played by Martha Henry in a towering performance of fury and dignity. As Cassandra, who can see the future. Kelly Fox is compelling in her rage. And as Andromache, Shauna McKenna is emotionally riveting and makes a poem of woe out of the word no when she is told what the Greeks will do to her son. It's a fantastic cast in a stunning production. Don't miss this. And as for Romeo and Juliet, feh.
There has been much speculation. We don't have a whole lot of time.
Sure.
But based on these two plays and what we've seen thus far,
right,
what do we make of the future of Stratford under the direction of the last man standing?
I don't know. I can't tell you right now because this season was not picked by him. It was picked by the three of them.
What about the speculation Kim Cattrall coming to the stage of Stratford?
I find that frightening. I find that lowball casting.
The lineup begins
The lineup for what? And for why are you in the business to do the classics? If that's the case, I want to see Keanu Reeves doing Coriolanus. I mean, there are two actresses there but Shauna McKenna, Lucy Peacock can wipe the floor with Kim Cattrall. Where do you think a person who has done television and is known as a sexpot can get off doing classics? She's not classically trained. I don't care what anybody says. I've actually seen her on stage. It wasn't pleasant.
Well, we'll talk about that when the time comes. Anyways.
My pleasure,
thank
Matt.
You, Lynn.
Thanks.
Our theater critic, Lynn Slotkin, publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter, Romeo and Juliet at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival through the 8th of November. And the Trojan Women play until October the 5th. The theaters are indeed wheelchair accessible.